From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, October 20th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
The Maine CDC is reporting 27 additional cases of COVID-19 today. The number of deaths remains unchanged at 146. City officials in Portland are close to finalizing plans with regional and state officials for additional space to house unsheltered residents this winter. The city has faced a deadline of October 25th. That's when a temporary overflow shelter at the city's Portland Expo Center has to close due to other obligations. The new proposal would use Cumberland County's Community Corrections Center to house about 50 people through April. Maine Housing is also committed to helping pay for beds for up to 149 people at a local hotel. City spokesperson Jessica Grandin says so far indications are that the new arrangement should meet the need during winter.
So far, it seems from what we've been talking about with our partners that this should, be adequate for the winter. Of course, we'll reassess if we need to, but I think we're feeling pretty confident right now.
Grandin says the new temporary shelter would be operated by city staff around the clock. And Central Maine Power's controversial proposal for a transmission line through western Maine continues to draw attention from regulators and opponents. This morning, the Maine Public Utilities Commission gave its final approval for a spinoff company to own and operate the project. The new company is called NECEC LLC for the New England Clean Energy Connect. PUC commissioners also turned down a complaint from independent U.S. Senate candidate Max Lynn, who alleged the commission failed to properly value and seek compensation for economic harms the transmission line would cause. And separately today, the Sierra Club filed a Freedom of Information suit against the Department of Energy seeking documents related to what's called a presidential permit the project needs. Sarah Layton is director of the club's Maine chapter.
We've requested documents related to the environmental analysis that's required, and we have received less than 10% of that request.
She says the club believes that DOE is keeping under wraps an analysis of the project's potential effects on greenhouse gas emissions. And last week, the Bangor Daily News reported that CMP took action in a federal complaint against a power generation company that could lose profits if the project goes online. CMC says NextEra Energy Resources has illegally refused to complete upgrades the Maine project needs to safely connect to the regional grid. In weather tonight, scattered showers with some fog and somewhat clearer skies in the north, overnight lows in the low 30s to the mid 50s. An outbreak of COVID-19 associated with the Waldo County Church has grown to 42 cases and spread to a nursing home and several schools. Public health officials expect cases will continue to increase significantly, and those who've already tested positive range in age from 2 to 80. Patty White has more.
According to the Maine CDC, the outbreak appears to have started with a fellowship gathering at the Brooks Pentecostal Church between October 2nd and 4th. People from other churches in Charleston and Unity attended the event, which drew a crowd of about 100 to 150 people, exceeding the state's limit on indoor gatherings. The director of the Maine CDC, Dr. Nirav Shah, says that masks were available, but generally not worn. And the same was true for subsequent services at the Brooks Pentecostal Church.
A typical service convened by the Brooks Church included anywhere up from 70 to 100 individuals indoors. The church indicated to us, similarly, that masks were available, but not routinely used.
The church has temporarily suspended services. At its affiliated school, Lighthouse Christian Academy, which has 27 students, 7 people have tested positive. Cases linked to the outbreak have also been identified at 3 elementary schools and 1 middle school in Waldo County. An employee at Bayview Manor Assisted Living in Searsport has also tested positive. Shaw called the outbreak a rapidly evolving situation and said the CDC is working with local hospitals and healthcare providers to ensure testing is readily available. The surge in cases in Waldo County comes at a time when Maine has one of the lowest positive case rates in the country. Governor Janet Mills is urging Mainers not to be lulled into a false sense of security.
Each of us must take responsibility for the trajectory of the virus in Maine. Every social interaction is a risk. The virus is everywhere. It's in every county, every community, and it affects every age group.
Referencing rising case numbers in surrounding states, Mills warned that pandemic fatigue will have failed consequences. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock for a conversation about the future of work in the post-COVID world. I'm Nora Flaherty.